Craig says the auditing firm SSR, Strategic Policy Partnership, praises the Cincinnati Police Department as a good agency that has learned from its mistakes. The police chief says SSR has come up with a series of recommendations, some of which are already being implemented.
We've made steps to reduce the top heaviness of the department. The retirement of Assistant Chief Curitan, that authority has been eliminated. We are in the process of reducing through attrition 4 captains and 7 lieutenants. Another recommendation that the consultants made was increasing the number of officers who return to our neighborhoods, our districts. Effective yesterday, 50 officers were returned to the districts, 10 of which were sergeants, so roughly 40. We've added 16 police officers, not new police officers, reassigned to District 4. Another recommendation was strengthening the coordination between felonious assaults and homicide investigations. That coordination has already began since the start of this year. We're seeing more communications between the districts and our criminal investigations section.
Craig says the police department is revitalizing CERV, the Cincinnati Initiative to Reduce Violence. He says the department is also making great strides in strengthening its partnerships with the community, and it's ready to take that program to the next level. The police chief says the department will focus on 5 main goals.
We want an organization that encourages creativity, communication, and teamwork. Many major city police departments across the country tend to operate in a very hierarchical, rigid paramilitary structure, and so we're in the process of changing that. And so we're going to be placing emphasis, especially as we drive down decision-making to the line levels of the organization. So what we've done through our organizational redesign is eliminate what we viewed the consultant's work and what I've seen as eliminating redundancies. There's been a lot of talk, and we have eliminated the DARE program. We've also eliminated and removed officers from the regional narcotics unit that was working out of the sheriff's department. That does not mean that we have given up the work we do with our youth in this city. Just last week, we launched our city camp, an initiative that we're optimistic will really bring about a change in our community. We've also enhanced our work with our school resource officers. They're being decentralized and moved back to the districts. We've expanded our Explorer program as another, and Police Activities League, our work with youth. We're expanding that as well. In terms of narcotics investigations, we will continue our work in that area in a more refined way. Significant change is that the Patrol Bureau is now being renamed Neighborhood Policing Bureau. Cincinnati is made of 52 neighborhoods, and we feel it's best that we rename that to the Neighborhood Policing Bureau. We're going to be moving forward on creating a Chiefs Community Advisory Board. That's also in progress. Lastly, but as important, is looking at our overall information technology and how we can best improve that.
The Cincinnati Police Chief says the department has also begun implementing a state-of-the-art case management system. Cincinnati Fraternal Order of Police President Kathy Harrell says the changes are way overdue, and she says police officers are pleased that their opinions now matter. I'm Steve Hirschberg.